Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I was a new student in a new school. I felt isolated and alone. I was like an outsider looking into a window. Everyone in my particular class seemed to already have their own friends. We called them cliques at that time. They would not allow anyone else in their little groups. There were not many classmates that were friendly to me either as the new kid on the block. Sometimes it felt like they were picking on me. Other times it seemed they were talking about me behind my back. It was a hard time for me as a young preteen in a new junior high school. My family had moved to the small West Tennessee town during the summer before I entered the seventh grade. I previously came from a small northern Alabama town where everyone was nice and friendly to me. I had some friends there. My dad was the minister and pastor of a small church during that time. Much of the town knew our family, even though we had only lived there for a few years. Our church was the only Cumberland Presbyterian church in the very small town, though. I still remember the day that my life changed for the better. It was Sunday, December 13th, 1983. A few days earlier, I felt a tug or nudge at my heart. I had gone downstairs to the kitchen and mentioned something about it to my mom, who was there at the time. She suggested that I speak to my dad about it and tell him. I was back upstairs in my bedroom, sitting on the edge of my bed, when I later had a conversation with my dad about it. I began the conversation very delicately. I asked, "Can you do it in December?" My dad replied back with an inquiry, "Do what?" As a preteen, I had never heard of anyone going up in front of the church during that time of the year. I was very naive back then. I wondered about the process, so I asked my dad about it. He was the pastor of a small country church in West Tennessee at that time. I wanted to know what to expect during the process. What was my part? What was his part? He explained the process to me. It involved going up to the front of the church after the service. On the following Sunday, he would ask me a few questions, and I would answer each one in the affirmative. Lastly, he would sprinkle some water on my head. I would then be a new Christian. I asked Jesus into my heart. I publicly confessed Jesus as my Lord and Savior before the whole congregation of the church. I also became a new member of that particular church on that specific day. It was the turning point in my life. Afterwards, I saw everything much better. I had so much peace, joy, and hope from then on. It's like a light bulb had come on for me. Everything was a lot lighter and brighter in my new life. I had a totally different perspective. I saw everything and everyone in my life differently. Sure, there were times when I was still picked on at school. There were young classmates that still talked about me behind my back. However, it did not matter to me as much anymore. I let it go in one ear and out the other, so to speak. I began making friends in my new school located in the new town. My mom encouraged me to invite friends over to the house sometimes in order to play, interact, and socialize together. I got to know them and they got to know me. It helped knowing some of my classmates. It made my life easier, especially when I was at school. I was not so isolated and alone anymore. Not only did I have Jesus with me, but I also had some new friends there.